Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at the Corpus Christi Cathedral this morning from your homes or wherever you may be this day. And thank you for joining us on television, radio, internet, and social media. Please feel free to download our order of worship found at cccathedral.com and join in our celebration by singing with us from where you are this day. Just a reminder that if we do go off the air on KDF, we will go and fade away just slightly for a few seconds and then return on social media on the diocesan Facebook and YouTube. Please join in singing and join in on our opening hymn, God Is Gone Up. Please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. My sisters and brothers, good morning to all of you here in the cathedral and those of you who are watching on television or on live streaming. We greet all of you on this very special day of the Ascension of the Lord. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we, who believe that your only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day to the heavens, may in spirit dwell already in heavenly realms, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
From the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Celebrating the feast of the Ascension of the Lord, with the readings that we have just heard, it seems like there's a paradox. Jesus ascends into heaven. He leaves this earth. He leaves this earth with our humanity and presents it to God the Father. And at the same time, he, the end of the Gospel of St. Matthew, very end of the Gospel, "I am with you always until the end of the age." He leaves physically, but he is here always. This is something that you and I deal with, perhaps not consciously, day in and day out. But as we honor and worship the Lord in the sacraments, in our liturgies, we do so perhaps like the apostles. They worshiped him, but they doubted. Is he with us? Is he really with us? The Acts of the Apostles today begins with the words to Theophilus in the first book. I dealt with what Jesus taught until the day he was taken up to heaven. That first book that St. Luke is reporting here is the gospel, the accounts of the life of Jesus from his conception to his death, resurrection, and eventually his ascension into heaven. Theophilus, meaning lover of God, perhaps one of the disciples surrounding the early church who helped St. Luke publish the gospel and now the Acts of the Apostles, was a believer. And so he says, in that first volume, I addressed Jesus' life here on earth. The question for us today, where is the second volume? What is he referring to? If there is a first, then there must be a second volume. The second volume, sisters and brothers, is sitting right here in front of me today, is watching on television, live streaming, listening on radio. You and I are the second volume that he is referring to. He begins with the Acts of the Apostles, outlining some of the first acts of the early church, the preaching of Peter, the gathering of people, the Pentecost, the event of Pentecost, which we celebrate next week. But where the first volume came to an end, the second volume does not end. It's our life. It's who we are. Jesus ascended to the Father so that the Paraclete, the second person, the third person of the Holy Trinity, could come to us, to inspire in us, to bring in us, to strengthen in us what we need to witness to Jesus Christ. In fact, that is the mandate that he gave to the church, he gave to you and me as he ascended into heaven. Go, therefore, and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He did not intend just the first 12. He did not intend the apostles, the present-day bishops of the church. He did not intend the priests and the deacons. He meant for all of us to be evangelizers, to witness to what we celebrate in liturgy. It's not enough for us to come and celebrate liturgy, to receive the Eucharist, and then to go back into the world like everyone else. We have, as we come here every Sunday, over the past months watching on television, we have a mandate from God through Jesus Christ to go and witness to what we believe. The first question, do we believe what we celebrate? Do we understand what we receive in the sacrament of penance, the forgiveness? Do we understand what we receive in the Holy Eucharist? Do we understand what it means to be baptized? Not just the forgiveness of sins, but you are baptized into the life and death of Jesus Christ. And in that we receive the Holy Spirit. John baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus came to baptize in the Holy Spirit. And now at this critical moment, as he leaves for the Father, he gives us the Holy Spirit, his Spirit. On the last night he was on this earth, he spoke five times of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who would be the Paraclete, which means the one who walks beside us, who supports us, who keeps us from stumbling. The Spirit who would remind us of all that Jesus said to us. That as we leave here on Sundays, having heard the word, the Spirit reminds us of those words. Not only the words, but the call to put them into practice. That's the action of the Spirit in our lives. And our advocate, the one who pleads for us to the Father. We're not orphans. We're not without a father. We have a Father in heaven who is merciful, who loves us, and who wants us to be with him. It's the Spirit that urges us and moves us in that direction. And so as Jesus leaves this earth, he leaves so that the Spirit can continue the story in the second book with you and me. In this time of uncertainty, difficulty, I kind of get tired of those words. We hear them constantly, but it is true. Perhaps it's a time to look at us. Where are we in the second book in 2020? Who are we as the story continues? It's not a different story. It's the story of Jesus Christ lived in you and me. It's the story of the mission of Jesus in you and me. It's interesting that the apostles, as he was leaving, say, okay, now are you going to restore the power of Israel, human power? Now's the time? Jesus said, it's not for you to know the time. Jesus did not come to restore human power. Jesus came to witness and restore the kingdom of God. The kingdom of joy and peace, the kingdom of love and mercy, the kingdom of fraternity, brotherhood, unity. That's why he came. And as he leaves, he commissions us to continue building that kingdom through the church, not to restore human power, but to be the presence of Christ, perhaps in the human dimensions and powers of the earth, to give meaning and life so that all peoples can live in peace. As I look at our continuing story in reference to the church, I think there are two things that you and I, as a continuation of the second book, need to look at. Two ills that we continue to suffer that were present even in the early church. Well, some of them. The first is disunity. In the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians in chapter 3, he reprimands the community for this. Some of you say, I follow Paul. No, I follow Apollos. No, I follow Peter. No, I follow Jesus Christ. He says, is Christ divided? And don't we find this in our church today? I listen to him because he's more truthful. I listen to him because he's more this, 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 this. We are the body of Christ. We're not divided. We cannot be divided, or we destroy the book. We destroy the story of God. God is not divided. God is a unity of persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity, which we will celebrate in 2 weeks. We need to look, if we are going to be effective in restoring and bringing about the kingdom of God here on earth, that we not be divided. Jesus' final prayer was, Father, may they all be one, as you and I are one, I living in them, them living in me, that they may be one in us. And he sent the Holy Spirit after the ascension to heaven to continue that quest. Sisters and brothers, let's wake up. And I say this to the whole church. Let's wake up. It's not about sides. It's not about this or that. It's not about competing with one another. It's about coming together to be Jesus Christ with one another, to one another, and for the world. We have no effect in the society today, in the troubles of today, in the ills of today, in the sins of today, if we are divided. The second ill is judgment. There was always judgments, and there probably always will be. But today, the ill of judgment is that every thought I have is published. And it's spread all over the world. It's the seed of judgment that creates the seed of disunity. Let's be careful. Let's be prudent. St. Paul in the letter to the Ephesians speaks of wisdom. We need wisdom. We don't need judgments. We don't need our opinions published all over the place to divide the body of Christ. We need to be people who are rooted in God. That's not weakness, that's our power. We need to be people who are rooted in the life of the Holy Spirit. That's not a pastime. That's who we are. And so, sisters and brothers, as we celebrate today the departure of Jesus in his human body to be with the Father, we recognize with great joy that our humanity is with God in heaven. Let's raise our eyes, let's raise our hearts to the other dimension of life. We are in heaven. Because our heaven is Jesus Christ, Pope Benedict XVI would say. Our heaven is Jesus Christ. He is the one who's come to restore order and life and peace and joy and humanity to our world. Let's not divide that by encamping ourselves in different ideas, different groups. And let's not judge one another, the past, the present, or the future. Let's not judge the people who don't agree with us or the people who do agree with us. For heaven's sake, let's not publish it all over the world, if we do. We are given the dignity of Jesus Christ. We are given the dignity to be followers of Jesus Christ. And in that dignity, we are given a commission to go today from this church to be the kindness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, the joy of the risen Lord. Let's be a true edition of the second book that continues until Jesus returns again. Let us profess what we believe. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. All things have their place in Christ Jesus. Through him, the Lord, we are given to the Father. Let us present these prayers to him.
For the church, that God may strengthen us with his grace to preach, baptize, and make disciples of all nations until the Lord returns, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may protect those fighting for our country and look with mercy on those men and women who have died in the cause of freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may bless our graduates in all their endeavors so that they may use their gifts and knowledge to serve their communities, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may continue to bestow grace and good health on Romana and Loretta Trejo and the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for our family and friends who have died, that they may ascend to the glory with Christ, especially the deceased members of the Mew family, Katie Marsh, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Deacon Stan Millsap, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, and Ruben Moreno, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus through illness, isolation, or anxiety, that God may extend his healing hand upon them and give them his peace, healing, and recovery, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray also in a special way for the first responders and medical and law enforcement employees who at great risk and sacrifice to continue to be of service to our communities, that God may bless them with safety in their work and reward their personal sacrifices with success in their labors, we pray to the Lord.
Lord.
Now, my dear friends, let us add our own personal and private intentions that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Let us conclude these intercessions with the prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe during the coronavirus. Holy Virgin of Guadalupe, Queen of the Angels and Mother of the Americas, we fly to you today as your beloved children. We ask you to intercede for us with your Son, as you did at the wedding in Cana. Pray for us, loving Mother, and gain for our nation and world, and for all our families and loved ones, the protection of your holy angels, that we may be spared of the worst of this illness. For those already afflicted, we ask you to obtain the grace of healing and deliverance. Hear the cries of those who are vulnerable and fearful. Wipe away their tears and help them to trust. In this time of trial and testing, teach all of us in the church to love one another and to be patient and kind. Help us to bring the peace of Jesus to our land and to our hearts. We come to you with confidence, knowing that you truly are our compassionate Mother. health of the sick, and cause of our joy. Shelter us under the mantle of your protection. Keep us in the embrace of your arms, and help us always to know the love of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise above to the heavenly realms through Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens as the angels gaze in wonder. mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts. He ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident in following where he has gone. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
We gather ourselves together as the body of Christ, and we offer the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to share in the supper of the Lord.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.